Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Wednesday. Apparently, a whole bunch of people are set their presets in their car.
Yeah. God bless them.
Whether you set a whole bunch of them, set one, or freaks. Don't set all of them, we appreciate you guys. Hey, would you say?
They're not freaks.
Oh, I thought you said they're not free, and I was like, are they not? I thought they were. Are you paying for presets? Yeah. Did you get scammed again?
No, you're a freak if you don't pay.
I thought Lopez was in his car. Like, all right, so who do I got to send $2 in order to set this preset? No, but we appreciate it.
They said I need my credit card number.
Yeah, that's right. Just send us a picture.
Send your ID. Picture your ID while you add it.
No, you just got to Zell me $5 every time you change the preset.
By the way, real quick, one of the texters that we didn't get to it. Somebody said, "Yeah, look." In essence, he said, "Yeah, that's what they do. They target the old people for that stuff." I'm like, okay, I'm gonna be honest. That thought did cross my mind, but I ain't that old. I mean, hey, am I?
You in that age range, man? Like my, I'll be praying to God my mother don't get scammed because she could get scammed easily, man.
I caught him though. Ultimately, I caught him.
But you need to be a little bit more vigilant, my boy.
I'm like, sure, here's access to my computer.
I had to stop my mom from getting scammed not too long ago. She said so the church I go to, yeah. She followed my pastor on Instagram. And she said, "Oh yeah, he reached out to me." I'm like, "What?" So I had to look. It was a scam account.
Yeah,
a scam pastor account.
Yeah.
Yes.
See again.
That's what they do.
This is why we need to bring back shame, because shame stops you from trying to pretend to be a pastor in order to scam some money. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Hopefully, I guess.
So they have no shame.
Yeah. So his account was his.
Wait, the scammers or the pastors?
The scammers.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we were on the same page here. Wait, hold on.
Man, you're going down another road.
That's what I was like, yo, I want to make sure that you're not doing something crazy.
Although
here.
In some occasions.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Now we got to talk about football.
Yeah, let's stick to sports.
Yeah. That preset of 610 is not going to be worthwhile when Lopez gets us all fired. No. Okay. D'Amico Ryans always talks about the importance of OTAs. And I mean, you can see it, right? Especially with this team offensively, OTAs is important because not only do OTAs serve as an opportunity to get a familiarity with one another, it's obviously an opportunity to get a familiarity with the new offense coordinator, Nick Haley, and what he wants to do. Like the foundations, as he said, of understanding the intent and the plays of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. This is an important time of getting to all of that. But it's also an important time, obviously, to get together. And stacking days, you brought this up. Like, how much do you think the Texans receivers were able to get out of these practices, considering that no C.J. Stroud? Like, they weren't getting footballs from him. They were getting footballs from the likes of Davis Mills and Keaton Slovis. Obviously, Graham Mertz is still doing some rehabbing himself. Yeah. But those guys were the ones throwing the football. And mind you, I don't think they were throwing bad footballs out there.
No, not at all. Either. Not at all. But you know, if you had to think about this just logically, the way D'Amico Ryans is, what he wants to get out of players. Now, of course, he's going to say and did say, it's voluntary. I think that he said that on that Wednesday, the first day.
But that's when we started doing head counts. Like, yeah, we were like, oh, how do you feel about this person not being there? And how do you feel about that person not being there?
So he's right, and he has to say that. But at the same time, how many times have you heard him say some variation of, you know, this is the most important? You got, how many times has he said stacking days? You know, just get better. Stacking days, stacking days. How many days did C.J. Stroud stack? Again, voluntary, on his own timeline, also shoulder soreness, which is makes it interesting.
General soreness, sure.
General soreness.
General soreness. Yeah. I think that soreness went through the hierarchy all the way up to general. Yeah. I think you need to respect that about the soreness.
I will. And but at the same time, you know, you have to realize that it is a new offense. It is a new offensive coordinator. There are some new receivers, three that are going to be presumably crucial in Knoll and Higgins and Kirk. And so given the option, if he takes the old truth serum, D'Amico Ryans would have absolutely wanted C.J. Stroud to be out there throwing balls.
Sure.
Now, you do have to qualify it, just like we qualify the whole C.J. thing with, we still think he's going to be, you know, there day one and playing and nothing really to see. It's just curious right now. You have to qualify this with, there is plenty of time to catch up. There is so much time to catch up and get that timing right, get that familiarity with the offense right. He's already in the meeting rooms and on the whiteboard and all that, watching tape and understanding and learning. But it's still not on the field. It's not on the field where those little, you know, glances and, you know, moves and timing and all that. You start stacking days, and he hadn't stacked any. So how much, you know, you asked the question just real quick. Yes, question. How much has it affected the receivers? I can't tell you, but I know it's affected them.
I find that interesting because they're not literally getting passes from him, but one of the things is he's out there. In fact, like Christian Kirk, we were talking about him. Notoriously, Lopez believes that his voice does not fit his body. But Christian Kirk, who was coming in as a veteran, who's, you know, played in this league a good amount, a lot of kind words and nice words have been already said about him by his teammates. This is Christian Kirk talking about his early impressions of C.J. Stroud.
CJ's been awesome. You could just tell by his presence in the locker room, me getting to know him, you know, in the facility and outside the facility, being able to spend some time with him. Super humble, and he's had success, obviously, over the past couple years. It's been fun to watch, obviously, playing against him, you know, being able to see that. But, you know, even though he's not involved, you still see him listening to the calls, you know, going through certain things. If he sees a guy make a mistake or feels like they could do it better, he's going up to him coaching. That's big for, you know, a quarterback going into his third season. That's stuff that you see from guys that have been in the league even longer. So that's really cool to see. And I know come when it's time for us to start getting rolling that, you know, he's going to hop in there and, you know, just keep elevating us as an offense.
Another reason why, again, I'm very excited to hear from Christian Kirk every time I have the opportunity to. But what he highlights there is a C.J. Stroud that is still very much involved, even if he's not throwing the football. And I think those are the things maybe that with OTAs, I'm even more concerned about at this time. Obviously, you want to develop your timing, figure out some of the nuances of where this person likes the football or what have you. But as you talked about, right, you still have camp for some of that. Like, and I mean, mandatory minicamp is still ahead of time. I don't know exactly if he will throw or not. We'll figure that out when we get there. But, like, the mental portions of it, like, the ideas of, hey, let's get on the same page and understand, like, to some degree what we can do without throwing the football, I have no doubts, absolutely none whatsoever, that C.J. Stroud is already probably on pace or ahead of track of what you would expect for OTAs doing that because he's out there getting mental reps. He's out there. He was still handing the football off as he wasn't throwing yesterday. Like, I honestly and truly don't think that the receivers would have lost any ground for this. My only concerns when it comes to that shoulder thing is this something that could possibly pop back up or something that could be re-aggravated or something to that nature?
Well, maybe, but you would like to have him out there.
Sure.
You know, agreed. With that, because the mental rep's huge. You know, you're right. You know, the being around, huge.
The conversations with the guys, the coaching, all of that.
All that is huge. It ain't on the field in legit offense versus defense situations. Let me say one more time. Plenty of time to catch up. It just made me think a little bit, especially when, and I believe this was Kirk 1, if I'm remembering this correctly, Figgy, when he talked about, you know, not just what the new offense and adapting to it, but he talked about the adjustments they have to make. You have to make those adjustments with your quarterback. Go ahead.
Nick is all ball, very intelligent, very smart, does a great job communicating to us, you know, what the expectations are, route detail, you know, motions, formations, whatever the case may be. He's done a great job kind of laying that out for us. And it's been, I guess, primarily pretty easy, you know, just being able to learn it the way he's been able to install it. You know, Ben McDaniels in our room has done a great job teaching us just all the things from a football IQ aspect that you need to know as a receiver. And this offense is dynamic. A lot of motions, a lot of pre-snap adjustments for the defense to have to deal with. So I think you'll see a lot of guys in different places to be able to make plays.
That's stuff you just wish, you know? You're not panicking. You're not really worried, you know? At least, you know, there's no reason to be just yet, although we can be curious about it. But those adjustments, the on the move, the all that stuff, sure like to have you starting quarterback.
Sure, but I think this is where I will lean on Jalen Petrie if we're going band for band when it comes to audio clips. Like Jalen Petrie was talking about it, and this I believe, if memory serves me correctly, is cut 38 talking about the injury that he sustained last year and the benefits that he had from watching from the sideline from that perspective as opposed to doing things being involved.
For sure, it helps you to, like you said, see it from a different lens. Things, slow down and you see how other players play it. And be able to, take some stuff from your game, take some stuff from their game and, add it into one. So I think it wasn't what I wanted, but it definitely was positive for me to, get injured and be able to watch for a little bit. But now I'm ready to go.
Right. And I mean, obviously, the very end of that is not exactly going to fit in. Mm-hmm. But I imagine that CJ Stroud, with the way that he will look everything in a positive, right? Everything happens for a reason. I'm sure that he will look at the sitting out to some degree, or at least not sitting out because just not throwing, as, okay, where's the benefit in this? And I think he will take that opportunity to get a different perspective, which is great for a quarterback, especially, and utilize it to spin it into a place where he can get a benefit of it. He can get a better idea and a different, a bird's eye view of what's happening in the offense and what's happening with some of these other things. I truly believe that this will still, when it comes to the on-field kind of, or the implementation of this offense, that portion of it, I feel good about it.
I do too. The one difference between Petrie and, guys like Kirk and the rookie receivers is he's been in this offense. What he saw from the sideline is this defense, I mean.
Rather, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What he saw from the sideline is this defense that he's going to run this year. It's new on the other side of the ball.
Right.
It's new terminology. It's all the adjustments we talk about, et cetera. So that's all. I'm just saying, given your druthers, you'd much rather have had him out there with the receiver.
Yeah, strong agree. I think that's what we're looking at. OTA is capped off now. We're waiting for mandatory minicamp next week. But with OTAs capped off, outside of CJ Stroud stuff, but what were some of your biggest takeaways? What are some of the places that you're still looking at? Because I know that we were talking earlier and, one of the people in the YouTube page was talking about the various other things that, who's going to be cornerback three, who is running back three. I think running back three, we definitely have time before we even get any level of feeling on some of those. But what are some of the things that you looked at that you kind of feel like you gained, or some of the things that you still have questions on?
Well, the question I have is at right tackle. I've kind of, again, just my thought, my reading of it. I kind of think they're giving Blake Fisher every opportunity to win that job, but he's got to do something with it. We've finally had a little bit of consistency on the offensive line, left to right. Obviously with the with Cam Robinson and Laken Tomlinson and Andrews,
Jake Andrews
and Titus Howard. I think at right tackle, you still got Ursary out there, sort of lingering, and he's gotten a few reps. I think they're saying, look, Blake, I don't know. I don't have a lot of confidence in him based on what he's played like lately, but maybe things have changed. I think they're saying, this is your chance. This is where you are. We got a guy right here waiting.
That's the nature of the competition here. I think a lot of these guys probably have some level of that. But, yeah, man, Blake absolutely has to stand and deliver. That's the whole notion of the idea of throwing out this competition, is that everyone should feel a little uncomfortable, not necessarily a complete opposite, rather, of what you had last year where everybody felt like they knew what their job was, they had their job, and that, this they were just waiting to the season. No. It needs to be – now is the time to work, because you need to re-earn this in some way. And so I think that that's probably good, and that hopefully that helps continue to spur on his development, because that's a guy that, again, you had a lot of hopes in when you drafted him, and you want to push him further into becoming a better player. So having somebody that pushes him is absolutely the way that you want to go.
Yeah, and the other two things that I'm very much looking forward to as we get into mandatory minicamp and then camp. Let's just see how good Kamari is this year. I'm very optimistic about what he's going to look like. Of course, I'm curious to see who they bring in the secondary cornerback.
Yeah.
They got to
yeah.
bring someone else in.
Because D'Amico did say yesterday yeah. that, like, they would be interested. Did you kind of – you caught that he said, like, because we were looking at, are you going to be a veteran or is he going to be someone – he was just like, veteran, whatever, mm-hmm. bringing another guy.
They need it.
But I was kind of interested in the idea that maybe they go with the veteran in order to, like, continue to have mm-hmm. somebody else to foster some more development in that room, especially when you look at some of the young guys that you have yeah. in that room. And it seems like D'Amico was like, yeah, veteran, whatever, but we're just another guy. Mm-hmm. Another guy is what they're looking at. So we'll see how that continues to go with the Texans as they try and go for back to back to back in the AFC South. And of course, all of that starts with offseason and everything. This is where you do the work that ultimately shows when you win and lose games in the fall. But there you go. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, this is the time in the program where we typically turn things over to the man Figgy Fig for Figgy's Mixtape. What you got for us?
So McDonald's is bringing back the snap wraps. And in honor of that, what's a fast food item that's no longer here that you wouldn't mind bringing back? 713-572-4610. Plus, I didn't even know this was a thing. Baby names that are banned in the U.S. of A.
Wait, we have baby names banned?
Banned?
Yeah, we got a list of baby names that are banned.
Okay, we'll find out about those and more next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Yep, it's Figgy Smith's tape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Real quick, it's a real quick update on the Orleans Parish Prison, the inmate. Yeah. So Antoine Massey, who was doing the video in the house, did a 9-minute video in the house.
Anton Massey, he was the ringleader on this one.
Yeah,
that was the
brains behind the breakout. So police raided that home where he released that video at.
Yeah.
And he was not found.
Yeah.
So he dipped out
right after. Did you see whose home it was?
Nah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what home, but that was a quick update. Right,
he's
now,
still out there.
Yeah, both of them still out there. Antoine Massey and Derrick Groves.
Mm-hmm.
But so McDonald's is bringing back the snack wraps.
Garbage.
Is it garbage?
Wow.
Dang. Yeah. So it's not back yet, but they're bringing it back July 10th. Mm-hmm. And it's been off the menu for almost a little over a decade.
Yeah.
So it will be available in ranch, Lopez's favorite flavor, and spicy.
Yeah, that's why I've never was and never will be a big snack wrap fan from McDonald's. I'm not a ranch guy. Yeah. It just doesn't hit. I just don't never have liked it, etc. Now maybe throw a little blue cheese in there.
Blue cheese wrap, okay, it'd be fine.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
So your problem is just the ranch.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so this kind of got me thinking, man. What are some fast food items you would want to make a return? I actually had four things that popped in my brain immediately when I thought of this. The first thing I thought about was the buffalo and honey barbecue wings at KFC, the original ones.
The KFC buffalo. Oh, I do remember those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially the buffalo one, the hot wings with the sauce. And as soon as you open up that box, you get all that smoke going in your nose.
I like those.
Those was really good, man. I didn't even realize they got rid of them because obviously I used to work there.
Yeah.
So I used to get them all the time.
Oh, okay.
That was my first job.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
My first job. I was 16, 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But
can I snitch on myself in this instance?
Yeah.
I'm a fast food snob.
Yeah.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm a fast food snob.
Nothing wrong
snob.
With that.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like
you gotta pick your spots, man.
I got into a place where I'm like, there's certain fast food places that I feel like a little beneath what I want to be doing at this point in my life.
You're not a Rally's guy?
So you're not a KFC guy?
I was like, if I want chicken, I'm going to get it at a place that I feel like does it.
But see, right now, I feel like that's a little bit accurate. But back in the day,
KFC
Kenny King?
KFC used to say,
Kenny King's. KFC, you want some Kenny King?
KFC Kenny King's,
would.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is that a regional?
Yeah. It might be, but they used to call it Kenny King.
No, you're right. Kenny King. KFC, well, I remember
legit.
It as Kentucky Fried Chicken, of course.
Yeah.
Was really good.
Yeah.
People back before people started scamming you. Huh?
Yeah, that's right.
People was picking this over Popeyes at one point. Then Popeyes, you know, beat them and they never look back since.
You know what I feel like would help KFC? The flavors are great. I just, can you get it into the chicken? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the flavor all exists on the skin.
Yeah.
And so if you do that one bite where the skin slip off, you just got...
It's just raw, regular. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if we could find a way to get the KFC, all them flavors that the Colonel got, put it into the chicken itself, I feel like I might open myself back up. You know?
Yeah. The wedges was pretty good at KFC too. They got rid of those.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even realize they got rid of those either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I don't know if y'all remember this. I'm doing the KFC segment at this point. Remember the KFC Twister Wraps?
Yeah.
The Hoops?
The Twister Wraps. Yeah, I remember
that. Yeah, so it was pretty much a chicken wrap with with a little twist to it.
Okay.
This one, I don't know if it's back or not, but they keep kind of going back and forth with this, but Jack in the Box, the spicy popcorn chicken.
That's just a bunch of fried skin.
No, it's popcorn chicken, but it's spicy.
It's just like it turns into just like crumbles. You know what I mean? I never was a fan of that.
But see, like, you really don't find a lot of spicy popcorn chicken.
Yeah,
though.
That's true.
It's usually just regular popcorn chicken, but they had the spicy popcorn chicken, which I was down for it, but then they just get rid of it. Then they bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing I wish it was kind of permanent. And then the other thing I thought about was the Burger King chicken fries.
I always thought the chicken fries kind of stunk.
Really?
They were hard to get your mind, wrap your mind around. You know, the chicken fries.
Oh, really? Like, I don't know. I never felt like, well, and maybe this is not what it's supposed to be, but it always felt like they kind of assembled the chicken as opposed to like, and I don't know how you were supposed to get like actual like full long slices of chicken or whatever.
Yeah.
And it just, I don't know. It didn't end up being as it didn't deliver for me what I wanted out of the chicken.
I couldn't like mentally say that's chicken. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, wow. You went that place.
Yeah.
But you know, I kind of feel like that with the McDonald's nuggets, man.
Yeah. Oh, because like, there's just, that weird.
Ooh, I just can't look at that as like real chicken, man.
Yeah. It's kind of compressed, you know, is what you're talking about. Yeah.
Someone said the spicy chicken fries specifically. Okay. All right. Chicken sourdough Jack comes in. Some other people,
the Jack in the Box bacon cheddar potato wedges. Oh, y'all are some real fast food connoisseurs.
Yeah.
So Figgy, you asked, you know, what items would we want back, make a return? Yeah. I didn't even in a split second, one thing came into my mind, and I think it is by far we need this back. It's not a specific item, but are y'all old enough to remember the Wendy's bar? The Wendy's
salad bar.
You could get chili there. You could get the salad. You could get, you know, bread and or whatever they had. You know,
yeah.
The Wendy's salad bar was kick butt.
Well, if we're talking about buffets, the Pizza Hut buffet was something
that too.
Else back
yeah.
in the
that
day.
Too, yeah.
That was pretty strong too.
Yeah.
I actually got a list of things. So I had somebody come up with a list of things that I want to know if y'all would bring it back or keep or just kind of leave it.
Is it somebody's name, ChatGPT?
Nah, it's my assistant. My assistant.
He's okay. Got people.
All right.
Yeah, I got a group of people.
is the group of people Allen Iverson?
Nah, mm-hmm. I wish. Right. Nah, he can't work for me, man.
AI.
So, would y'all bring this back right here? The Taco Bell Volcano menu.
I don't think so.
Really, you think they can leave it?
I like Taco Bell well enough. If it's like not high on my list, like what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But if you know, hey, you're traveling, you need, you're hungry, but Taco Bell, all the food kind of tastes the same.
Well, it is like this different combination. It is a pothead's different combinations of the same like five items or five like things, right? You want some tortillas. You want some cheese. Mm-hmm. You want some Doritos. Like it is a combination of them same five or six things.
Yeah.
About 11 different
just
ways.
Great marketing.
And shout out to all y'all that have that, right? If it works for you, which is funny because I've never been like a Taco Bell guy except when I was flat broke with them bean and cheese burritos for like 89 cents.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the Taco Bell came through for me. Other than that, all these other ones, the Crunchwrap Supremes, that's all you people. I don't have that myself in my bag.
What about McDonald's Mighty Wings? You remember the Mighty Wings?
I do not remember those.
I have no idea what these are.
Yes. Yeah. I will probably do. I ain't trying to get no Mighty Wings or anything like that. What about Burger King ribs?
Burger King ribs?
Yeah.
I don't remember those either.
Yeah.
I feel like whatever happens to you after you eat the Burger King wings is your fault. Or ribs, rather, is your fault.
Yeah.
Because I just can't. What?
Yeah. What about the McRib? You fine with
the McRib? Oh, big time. I used to love that.
You're the McRib guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Used to as in like whenever it's available?
College and young man. And,
so when they inevitably bring it back again, because that's basically what it is.
I'll try it.
Eat it?
It's not ribs. You have to have the right mindset. It's like Taco Bell. It's not Mexican food. It's Taco Bell.
Okay.
You know, it's like the McRib is not ribs. It's not barbecue.
So what is it then?
It's a McRib. It's its own thing.
But see, my question is, what exactly is that piece of meat?
It's a McRib.
Is it a burger with barbecue sauce?
Maybe. I mean, it's a McRib.
See, that's my issue with it. Like, what the hell is it if it's not a rib? Like,
you ask questions that you don't want answers to, I don't think.
Yeah, how is a hot dog made?
When you ask somebody, hey, let's go get some Mexican food, the answer has never been Taco Bell.
And if it is, you are in the wrong place.
Yeah.
You are in a place that you probably don't want to be. Or maybe you do. I can't speak for you, but I know I would not want to be in a place where they go, oh, you want some Mexican? The Taco Bell over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the, have y'all ever had the Chicago dog from Sonic?
Yes, loved it.
I didn't even know that was off the, is
they
that
had
still on?
Yeah, I loved it.
That was my first time ever having Sonic back in the day. Mm-hmm. I had the Chicago dog. It was really good.
It was.
I didn't realize that was off the menu.
Mm-hmm. You know what I realized about Sonic? I only ever go there for drinks.
Same. The only time I get.
Their footlong cone is good.
The only time I get something else is like a little snack. Like I might get the popcorn chicken or some mozzarella sticks.
I
mainly go for the drinks.
Yeah, drinks and footlong.
That Powerade slushy?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. This one, I had no idea this was even possible. So they actually have a list of names that are banned from the USA. Banned. Did y'all know this?
I did not.
Yeah, so the following names have been ruled illegal by courts in the USA according to usbirthcertificates.com. So I'm going to go through this list.
Okay.
And I can guess one.
Yeah. Which one?
Adolf.
Yep. That one made the list.
Okay. Yeah. We ain't making no Adolf song.
Adolf Hitler specifically. Yeah. I don't think they're going to have an issue with Adolf.
Because I feel like it wasn't. By the way. Dolph was an Adolf, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Young Dolph.
Recipes.
Young Dolph.
Yeah. But if you name your kid Adolf, you're asking for trouble.
No, that won't be. I wouldn't do it because it's going to look bad, but I guess it's illegal. I guess the courts won't let this through if you name it Adolf Hitler.
Oh, you trying to Lopez
or something like that.
Hey, yo. That's. Whew. Yeah.
Or Adolf Hitler Attitula or something. You know?
Don't put that on me.
I don't think the court going to let that
Not
through.
Never.
A couple other names on this list. King. So K-I-N-G.
You can't name your baby King?
I guess not.
That's interesting.
Why not?
Yeah, that's interesting.
I don't know. Another one on this list is Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually.
Maybe it's some haters.
My wife actually taught a kid named Queen.
The actual name.
Her name was Queen.
Yeah. I know, and I mean, my Nigerian people, this is where we get creative at times. Like, I know a prince. I know a Prince Lee. I know a princess. Like, I know princess. People. Mm-hmm. I know people that are named us accordingly. But we not allowed to go King and Queen, huh?
Yeah, I guess they put a stop to it.
Y'all some real jerks.
This one is kind of funny to me if you name your kid this. Jesus Christ.
Superstar. That is.
So you can't be Jesus Christ Gilliard.
But you can name him Jesus.
Oh yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah. The U.S. would have a real problem if y'all getting rid of Jesus as a name. I feel like that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Some more on this list. Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. They took that one out, so I guess you can't name your kid Santa Claus.
I want to know, because this is the thing with a lot of these.
You can't name your kid a person that ain't even real.
Hey, wow. School is out right now. There are babies in the car, sir.
You liar.
What is happening
you
right
liar.
Now?
Liar.
All right, I literally dumped that.
What is happening, bro?
I dumped that. So
oh, my goodness.
Let's just act like it never happened.
You was about to make a lot of parents, their summer's real tough.
Hey, I dumped that. And how the dump button works, we move on
nobody knows what just happened.
We just move on.
Nobody knows what the thing I was going to say is, like, I can see how some of these, like, you were being preventative, mm-hmm. rather. But some of these, I feel like there was a story. Like, did somebody try and name their kid Santa Claus? And they were like, actually, never again.
Why would you want to?
Never name your child that ever again.
Yeah. Some more on this list. Majesty.
I kind of like that.
That actually. Yeah. That's kind of tough.
Yeah. Messiah. I feel like I know a bunch of people that name their kid Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got the at symbol.
Oh, well, yeah. If you put in symbol, what you want us to do with this?
Yeah, and then the last one on this list.
Substitute teachers would hate that. Like, oh, I think there's a typo on here, and the kid's just like, no, that's me.
That's my name. My name is At. And the last one is 1069. I don't understand the back.
I'm guessing it's just the 69 part, which I guess is nice, but like 10.
1069.
I don't understand what that is, and if somebody knows, I guess.
I was just going to ask for help. I thought you guys would know.
I'm just assuming. Yeah. Maybe somebody Google this and see what do these numbers mean. But apparently you can't name your kid that.
I'm Googling as we speak.
Who is on the council that gets to decide these? I just want to go to the meeting once.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just want to see what the... Can you imagine somebody about to get a whooping behind that? Hey, at, get yourself down here. Get in here. What happened to my
and
base?
How would Key and Peele call roll on that?
Oh, boy, I can't imagine how that would go.
How would you make an email address?
At gmail.com.
That ain't going to go
through. I don't
think
that works. No, that literally would not go through. Yeah, all right. Wow, I learned some things today in the mixtape on Sports Radio 610 every weekday, 1:20 p.m., right here in Loop.
I came up empty on 1069 on my Google search.
Okay, very good.
Somebody help me out.
That sounds like some taxes type stuff.
Yeah. Let me know. Somebody
get the 1069.
Right. Maybe. Is that what it is?
I have no
Maybe
idea.
That's what it is from the 281. They said their wife was.
10W40 Lopez.
I'm sorry, when you said W, my brain went WD-40.
That's what I'm talking about.
Entirely different.
10W2, I meant to say. 10W2 Lopez.
They said their wife is a teacher, had a kid literally named T-Bone. Like, legit on the birth certificate. I bet that kid was cool as hell, bro.
I think that's kind of cool, too.
I bet that kid was cool as hell, bro. A little T-Bone.
I know somebody named BG.
Yeah, my middle son.
Your favorite son.
Oh, yeah, that is right.
Your favorite kid.
Just initials.
Your favorite kid.
It doesn't stand for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your favorite son.
He got to say it mean baby gangster.
Big guy.
All right. This has gone too far. You're in the Loop right here on Sports Radio 6. W.D. Johnson is crazy. Anyway, coming up next, we crosstalk with the fellas of The Drive. We'll do that next. Yeah, you're in the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the big voice, man. John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atula. That's Figgy Fig. Hanging out with you. Hope you've enjoyed the show on this Wednesday. And look, there's more joy to have here in a little bit. We'll cross talk with the fellas of The Drive. It'll be Clint and B. Scott as Ron is still out in Aruba enjoying himself. Hopefully not too much because that scale is waiting for him when he gets back as he has been he's been working on that weigh-in.
He's going to gain weight, isn't he?
I don't know.
Vacation.
Man, he going to have to stay away from that sugar, man. Yeah.
That's the
daiquiris.
Thing. Yeah. He's a daiquiris. Daiquiris get him.
Yeah.
He's in Aruba?
Aruba.
Yeah. One of the windiest islands out there.
That's the fun fact you had.
That's what you got from Aruba.
That was the fun fact you had for us, huh?
All right. So if Show would have asked me Caribbean, I wouldn't have put Aruba real high.
Okay. All right. Now,
look. You being a snob.
No,
right,
I'm not.
Man. Yes,
no, I'm
you
not.
Are.
All right, Lopez.
No,
the
I'm definitive.
I wouldn't have put Aruba on there.
The definitive.
Yeah. Aruba.
I'm
it's
telling you.
Windy there.
Okay. List of island destinations from John Lopez is as follows.
St. Martin.
Okay, that's number one.
Number one,
top of the tippy top. Okay,
St. Martin. Well, just places that I've been to. You know, St. Martin.
You've been everywhere, clearly.
Johnny
Cash.
Cayman.
Okay,
would be number two.
All right.
St. Thomas, probably number three.
Is this all based off of Jetstream and Windy?
Aruba would be down there. I spent a weekend there when we were kind of island hopping down in the Caribbean. It's on the Jetstream.
This is why is that beneficial?
It's windy all day.
Please
all
explain
night.
Why this is beneficial or not beneficial for me.
Because you don't want to just be windblown the whole time you're
okay.
on vacation.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you.
What chop your
what if
water.
What if I want to fly a kite on the beach?
Well, then you can go to Aruba. Tell me I'm wrong. Anybody who's been to Aruba, did it ever stop blowing wind?
This is the most useless conversation. The answer is no.
The answer is no. Look, I hope he has the time of his life.
He said, "Oh, it's windy there.
No. That was the first thing. He's like, "Oh, Aruba?
That wouldn't be on the top of my list.
It wouldn't.
He'll be blown over by all the wind."
713-572-4610. Tell these fools that I'm right. It's a beautiful place. I enjoyed myself. Just windy as hell, man.
Well, I wouldn't go there.
I wouldn't go back. Wouldn't go back.
Oh, God. I don't know why it's so funny to me, but the idea that you're like, yeah, but the wind.
Yeah, not just wind, there's like a breeze, wind. Like wind.
Yes, this is substantial wind. This is not a puny wind.
Yes.
All right, so Lopez, the Astros back in action tonight, facing off against the Pirates. We were talking about this earlier. It's Ryan Gusto on the mound facing off against Mike Burrow, hasn't had a lot of outings. Hopefully the Astros can get after him and get a win and get out of Pittsburgh, continuing to push, maybe starting to build a little bit of lead in the AL West. That'd be cool as well. But outside of that, I do want to go back to yesterday because something happened, and I tried to get you to give him some props, and you refused to give him some props.
What?
The Astros threw a runner out.
Oh, yeah. Well, they actually threw two.
Yeah,
but only
it's
one.
It's windy out there.
But you got to remember, it is windy in Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? So
not at the top of my list.
But okay, I looked it up. If y'all want to know on this, it's I said Jetstream. It's not. It's the trade winds.
Smack
in the middle. It's flat. Known as the windiest island in the Caribbean. So take that, you. Take that, you, and anyone else. I was actually like pleasantly surprised and impressed because that was a huge throwout. It was still 0-0, first one. The first one was with Caratini. It was still 0-0, and I think there was no outs. And threw the runner out at second base. You would have had because the Astros still are, have the worst percentage of throwing people out in the entirety of Major League Baseball. That would have been second base, nobody out, with Skeens on the mound. And
yeah.
So that was huge.
Yeah, I mean, they handled up pretty well, all things considered. It played out just about as well the entirety of the game as you could ask. But, yeah, I mean, this has been something you particularly have been harping on, the idea of, like, all of these free bases, these stolen bases the teams are having on the Astros. So this was Joe Espada talking yesterday after the game, after the victory, about teams and the Pirates in particular trying to steal bases on them.
Yeah, and we did. For me, it's more just holding the ball. You're not going, Cruz is going to try to get his jumps and they're going to try to go. It's if we could just give our catchers a shot, and that's what we did today. Because teams are going to try to exploit us there. But if we continue to improve and get better and better and give our catchers a shot, that's all I'm asking for.
You know what? That's all you can ask for right now, because they're going to be run on. That didn't deter anyone. The technical two caught stealings that they had last night, it's not going to deter anyone.
No, but that's Joe Espada specifically pointing to kind of the starting pitching. The pitching, really, when it comes to the stolen bases, as opposed to, I think, where we've had a lot of conversations, which is the catchers and the ways that obviously the pop time and, getting some accurate throws to second. But those guys getting the ball to the pitcher, or the catchers, rather, in accurate time. And how confident are you that the pitchers will do that? And do you have any – are you willing to have, like, any trade-off on what that might mean for how they've been when it comes to starting pitch?
Look, you're talking about with base, runners on base?
Yeah.
Yeah, with runners on base, I think that's been the emphasis. I think the emphasis has been that you've seen it. You've seen them try to – and you're limited now in the number of times that you can throw over there, but I think you've seen a concerted effort to do that. I still go back to the most promising thing to me, and we talked about Lance McCullers Jr. earlier, but the most promising thing to me is to get a number three guy, if this can continue, and there's no reason to believe that it can't. Really, his only bad outing was that second one. Well, horrible outing was the second one. And he was uneven a little bit, took a loss. But if you, you know what you're getting with Hunter Brown, you know what you think you know what you're getting with Fromber. If you can get McCullers, I think that's going to be the biggest thing, because it'll shorten the amount of time that you have to go into the bullpen if you get these longer starts. And they're veterans. They know how to work with the runners on base.
No, for sure. Yeah. And that's I think that's the thing that makes me kind of wonder if they can get this sorted, or I mean if they'll do that, because I mean they found a level of success actually like dealing with batters, but getting mm-hmm. the ball to the plate with enough time to stop runners from advancing, especially considering that you're not putting up a crazy amount of runs, like those stolen bases, man. I think those are the types of things that they can come back to haunt you at some point, but. That might be nitpicking a little much for this Astros
team. I don't think so.
Right now.
I think that throw out last night might have been the biggest play of the game. Outside of the home run, of course.
Which one? The Christian Walker one.
Yeah, because they would have had, like I said, runner on second, nobody out, 0-0 game, and Skeens on the other side. That's huge. That's absolutely enormous. Hell, they could have sacrificed him over. They would have had the confidence in their pitcher. Sacrificed him over to third base.
Yeah.
That's
fair. Yeah. Somebody said, went to Aruba for my honeymoon, so underrated. Parenthetical, yes, she's alive. Which, that's, why are you doing that? Like, why did you do that? You didn't have to do that. This is like a mini confession, Lopez. Mm-hmm. With the Stanley Cup final starting tonight, I think I'm locking in on this.
I'm going to watch more for sure.
I think I'm locking in on this for mm-hmm. real. Because, I mean, one of the things that – it's one of those kind of sports takes that you throw out there. Like, oh, man, playoff hockey is the best playoff sports mm-hmm. that you have mm-hmm. in the major American sports. And I believe that, but I don't always act like I believe that by actually watching playoff hockey. And some of that is, like, the obligations that we have. Like, am I going to watch playoff hockey, or am I going to watch the Astros, right? I feel like I'm going to watch the Astros because that matters a lot more here. But I think I'm actually going to lock in on this, because this looks like it'll be a good one.
I don't know how locked in, but I'm paying attention. And is it blasphemous to be pulling for Canada?
Yes. Yes, it is. Because the last
32 years.
That's right. 1993. And I kind of like the idea of this sport that is so so much lean towards Canada, and I believe the Canadians will probably talk.
It's their sport, and they haven't won.
But it's
in
not because they can't
don't
win
move
no
over there. Then Lopez,
how about you win a championship?
Yeah,
where y'all from?
That's what I'm saying.
The hell is this, man?
You ain't American
Canada.
At all.
Let's set you clean.
That's why I want Canada to keep losing.
Lopez need to get deported, man. What's wrong with you?
Hey, don't say
get
that too
deported
loud.
To Canada, man.
This can actually happen.
I thought you was American.
But with anyways. I feel like I kind of like the bit of Canada mm-hmm. not winning the championship in this sport that's supposedly theirs. I kind of like the bit. Like, America,
I get that.
This is an American trophy. Mm-hmm. I don't know what y'all talking about, Canada. When was the last time? Show me your hardware. When was the last time that happened?
So was you rooting for France in the Olympics? What's going on, man? We dominate basketball. I'm saying, man. Look,
no, I was not.
No, because I'm an American. If I was Canadian, I would absolutely be rooting.
And that's what set you claim. That's what I want to hear. American with your chest.
That's right.
I'm just anticipating how bonkers it would be in Canada if they finally brought the Stanley Cup back.
I just kind of like needling them, to be completely honest.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.